ball downfield, and a wide open reach, drop!
And we're here to take it like a fan, gentlemen. You got Chip?
You got the dog.
Championship fantasy player, Bo.
Took him a total of 5 seconds to bring that up. Man, this is the first week in sports I've really been looking forward to. It's been a long year, but we got moves in every major sport going on right now.
Did you hear what the Patriots just did?
No.
They worked up Roberto Aguayo.
What?
Yeah.
For what?
I don't know, for a kicker. They worked him out this past week.
Don't they have Nick Folk?
It was either this past week or last week. I think it was last week.
Really?
Don't they have Nick Folk?
No, I guess he's been sidelined with an injury.
And he was brutal in a couple games, too. Well, have fun with that, guys.
Yeah,
we all know what he's capable of.
Both of them, Bill.
Exactly.
Yeah, Bill.
So let's talk about some stuff. We know, real quick, we got some Bucks to talk about. We got Pro Bowl to talk about. We got BCS Bowls to talk about. We got the Lightning Division and the whole NHL scramble to talk about. Start of the NBA is tonight. What else we got? We do have some sad news. We lost Kevin Green.
Great player.
That was rough.
He was at the end, wasn't he?
Oh, dude, this guy was a beast.
Yeah,
literally.
I think we saw the end of his career at Carolina. Chip was telling me that.
Yeah,
he didn't play for Carolina, but I know he played. For
I was old enough to remember seeing him
in the old black and white TVs there, huh?
Yeah. Either way, he was a beast. It doesn't matter if it would have been black or white or not. So RIP to Kevin Green.
RIP to his family. Condolences.
So, aside from that, gentlemen, let's talk Bucks game first. You want to do that and get that off our chest, or do you want to?
Well, there's one thing I do want to say that happened last night in last night's game.
Okay.
I was pretty determined. Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yeah, Juju Smith-Schuster.
He's got this little pregame ritual he does where he does little TikTok dances on the middle of the field of the opposing team's logo.
Yeah, I know.
We did that last night, and I don't know if you guys saw it, but he got popped, and he fumbled and didn't look too good. But Juju Smith-Schuster has 95 TikTok videos.
Right.
What's the most yards he has in a game this year?
93.
Someone needs to put the phone down.
Another social media call out that you were just telling me about that I think is awesome is tell me about Dungy and Brady.
Oh, so Dungy was putting, I guess Dungy rated Tom Brady as his sixth toughest quarterback that he's faced, and he'd put guys like Aaron Rodgers, Steve Young, and you know, so on, guys that could move a little bit. Well, Brady's response was posting a banner in the Indianapolis Colts Stadium saying AFC finalist.
And I just verified it, and it's true.
It's fair. Backchecked by dog.
Tom Brady, you are a savage.
Yeah, you are, man.
We're just going to call him Randy for now on. He's just Randy Savage.
We were talking about the do you guys watch the Tommy and Gronky show?
Sometimes. Man, it's total dad football jokes.
It is, man, but it is so funny. Yeah.
I don't think Gronk's a dad yet.
Those guys love playing in Florida. I mean, they just wear it. Yeah. They love it, bro.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
Come summertime is a different story, though.
So the game felt pretty good.
Yeah.
We always come back, but I hate the slow starts. I can't take the slow starts
anymore. Do you think this is intentional? It's like, hey, let's
you want to think so.
Let's just get our fans worried and then just, you know, ball out.
Yeah.
Like, it's like ball out.
Literally, whatever Bruce Arians does in halftime,
mm-hmm.
it's a totally different team on the field.
Yep.
When they come out. Defense set that standard
immediately. Well, that's the thing, too. The way the game started out is Atlanta went down, and we had them third and long, and they got a little screen with Todd Gurley, and they went down and scored. I mean, that kind of just puts your offense behind already. You know, but we've never even when the offense had the ball the first, they still just three and out, and the defense is right on the field.
We were down 17-0 at halftime, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know we came out with the ball in second. Did we score on that first?
Yeah,
we
went down the field. We marched on that drive like there was no tomorrow. Yes.
How about the pass to AB, man? Finally.
Beautiful.
Oh,
beautiful.
Was
on
that
the money.
Perfect, man.
Dude, he made a few passes throughout the game, second half mostly, that were just, I don't see any other quarterback hitting somebody that tight of a spiral right in the chest. It's like,
I think there was one to Godwin he caught like in stride that just he turned it up the field for
the
next 15
yards.
And
the scooter.
The one he threw to Gronk, it's like Gronk like he had to catch it. There's nothing else that he like it just fell in his arm.
Yeah.
It was just
it's perfect.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So what do you guys think your play of the game was? Of the day.
I love seeing the AB. I loved
you like that.
I loved, you know what I loved most is how did you see the team?
everybody on that team when he went to the sideline. Everybody.
I think that's a big lift, and that's a big, because everybody wanted to see it happen, and I think after that's gone, it should just be a domino effect.
Yeah.
Dog?
My play of the game, I would have to say, I'm going to give it up to Mike Evans. This dude literally did not fall down. He was striving hard and getting his head up with guys, and he was letting people know he's a big guy.
He was the player of the game in my eyes. He, like, every time he touched the ball, he was
He had some long receptions.
He did.
They weren't just his typical
15
yards, you know, there on the sideline.
He's been
actually,
I don't think I've seen him play this physical.
Do you guys think he's going to get 110 in his next two?
That's all he needs, right?
110 games.
Oh, yeah. All day. He'll definitely make that happen.
He'll get it this week.
What, 210? No, he needs 210.
Oh, he needs. Yeah. I thought you said 110.
Or he'll 220, I believe.
That's 220. He'll bust 110 each.
He should. I'd honestly like to see him get it this game and sit next week.
What, to get 200 yards this week?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, yeah. I like your attitude, son.
I'd love to see that.
Well, my play of the game, since you guys said yours, and I think was the biggest one, was Antoine Winfield's breakup TD pass.
Oh, was that not beautiful in the corner?
Because he did that. They kicked the field goal, and that was their response from our touchdown. Yeah. And say he catches that ball, what does that do to our offense? To me, that was a turning point, and that guy is just lights up.
And just where he
came out
was
of nowhere.
From nowhere.
Came
man.
From, that's, I think that's like the second or third time he's done that this year.
It was an amazing play. But I do want to say this. Remember last year and the numerous years prior to that, we would say things like, oh, Brady rules. Stupid Brady rules.
Who doesn't?
We now, if you saw our
I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen. Everybody knows I'm the only one that doesn't pick players on other teams. I'm the only one that doesn't bet against the Bucks. I'm the only one that doesn't do that in this squad. Sorry, I can wear that title. I'm telling you right now, wasn't even close to a first down. I understand the game was pretty much over. We were up by 7. But still, that wasn't a first down. The run led us to run out the clock.
Where did I tell you he goes when he goes out of town?
Atlanta.
Yep.
Don't go to Atlanta for the last time. It's going even worse. I'm going to Boston.
Oh, yeah, that is pretty worse. So, that is worse.
I mean, I get it, but at the same time.
And there was, what, 23 seconds left? I don't think they had any timeouts. Just
no, there was more
up.
Than 23 seconds.
Wrap it up, guys.
Yeah, there was over a minute. Up. They had no timeouts, but still.
I mean, the clock was going to still tick. Kick the field goal. There's going to be 23 seconds left.
Dude, we were going to punt it, and then they would have had.
We were.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. That's right. Fourth down. So they would have taken it right there, and they would have had over a minute with some chance.
Well, we would have had fourth down. We could have kicked the field goal. We could have went for it and got the yard, and it's over.
Yeah. Could have done that.
So the refs, what?
They could have
done it. No, it was fourth down.
No, that was third down. It was going to be fourth down.
100%.
It was third down. It was going to be fourth down. But still, bro. That was not a first down.
Even
the announcers are like, well, I guess angles maybe.
Well, you know what? Maybe it's NFL saying, hey, Bert Emanuel rule way back in 99. Here you go. Here's your yard.
Maybe if you look at the stick, the first down marker, there's a hook on it. There's a metal rod that's like twisted in there.
Every other game.
Maybe that's a part of
every other game you've ever seen since the day you were born, the tip of the ball has to pass the damn post.
Remember the one game where they took a card and they slid it in between the two?
Oh yeah,
what game that was?
Politics. Yeah, Tom Brady rule. But get out of here.
I'm okay
bro.
With it.
Get out.
Thank
of here.
Thank you, Tom Brady rule.
Hey, big shout out to Devin White. That kid crushed it.
Yeah, he did.
He's a freak.
I saw some plays. Him and Levante. When they swatted the linemen and they did like that. They just looked like they were in sync with each other.
They are.
Shaq had a good game too.
Yeah.
So
JPP.
Yeah. Not in the first half. I mean, I just don't know where those guys were.
They were sleeping.
Right. I don't know where there was no physicality. There was no motivation to get in the backfield.
It was really weird. They played that zone shit, and I don't know why they tend to do that. You play zone and you're
you're
5-10 yards off the line. I can see if you're playing zone and in the red zone.
Zone only works
when I text you guys. That's what I kept saying. Dude, why is Davis or why is Winfield? Why is all these backs starting 12 yards off of these guys? I hate that because
they don't want to get beat deep.
I know, man. But
I know.
We're fast.
They are fast. They can hit too. I'll tell you. They can hit.
They're all young though. That secondary's got to get better. I mean. But at the same time, you got to get home if you're on the D line. You got to get pressure. You got to force that ball up. There were some plays that looked like Matt Ryan had 5-6 seconds, clear as day, not even moving, not sweating. And I seen Shaq Barrett. He'd play off in like a little zone. He wasn't even rushing, and then he would try to jump up and swat the ball. And I mean, it's frustrating. As yeah.
Yeah, the first half of this game.
But I'll tell you
read
what,
our text from the first half
of
the game.
But it's weird because like after that first touchdown, we all you felt like, okay, this is still
going into halftime, you still are like, okay, well, we get the ball.
Yeah.
If we go down there
and
we score,
and then we're all starting
in it.
We're starting to get a little bit more relaxed, and we get to stop.
And then defense shut them down right away.
No, they scored right back right after we scored.
They only got a field goal.
They scored a touchdown right after we scored a touchdown.
Did they go 24-7?
Yes, they did.
And then 100%.
we scored
24 unanswered points.
Oh, that's
right. Then we scored, and then we scored again before the end of the third quarter. We put 21 in the third quarter. Then we came back and put up another 10 in the fourth.
Either way, great game. Go Bucks.
Go Bucks, baby.
I'm looking forward to Saturday. What time is Saturday?
Cowardly Lions.
Is it 1?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock?
1 o'clock.
Christmas is coming Saturday for me.
Yeah. Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Happy birthday.
I want for Christmas is a Buccaneer win.
I want six
a
more
birth,
wins.
A birth. In,
I want
yeah,
six
yeah.
wins out of this team.
I want
that. Is that too much?
That's not a lot to
it's
ask.
It's not
if
a
you
lot.
Really think about it.
We have nine, so what's six more? I mean, come on.
Let's scroll through some headlines.
I heard real quick that Tom Brady's 9-0 and Bruce Arians and the Bucs are 0-5. That's what I heard.
Who said that?
I think Colin Cowherd or somebody like that. Or someone he was talking.
Brady's 9-0 and the Bucks are 0-5.
But
you know
if you look at Brady's stats this year, changing up his whole environment, you know, coordinator, new
head
coach,
get any love.
New location, new fan base, new everything, new place on closer to the equator, everything. Last year when Aaron Rodgers got a new coach. Same stadium, same atmosphere, same, just a little bit change from Brady's stats are better than Rodgers last year.
They all did hear the announcers also talking about, I didn't think about this either. Brady has only had 4 offensive coordinators in his entire career.
Yeah.
1 in college, 2 with the Patriots, and 1 now. 4 offensive coordinators. That's easy to learn a system and play that system for a period of time.
It is.
Yeah. It's got to. When we would sit here and debate, is it Bill or is it Tom? It's got to be 75-80% Tom and 20% Bill.
You have to. I mean, a lot goes to coaching, but like I said, Bill's
but
a
Bill,
defensive
yeah,
coordinator.
Bill,
he's
Bill,
a defensive coach. He's not on Brady's ass, but he would just get the best out of him, maybe because he showed the best packages in practice.
Maybe.
It's whatever happened, I don't care, man, because it's about buck ball, baby.
I definitely want to keep him see growing. All right.
I got 2 more years on him.
Barstool's Dave Portney raises $2 million for small businesses.
This guy's got a weird nose.
I love this guy.
But I do too. I love his site too.
I like his pizza deal where one bite
I'm a fan.
That's cool though, man. He said, why wait for Congress?
That is cool.
Go out and raise $2 million because he's got an opportunity to do it.
Hats off to Barstools.
Let's see. Angela Hill recreates Connor bus attack with a gingerbread house.
Cute.
that was a great video back in the day. Who cares about that? What else we got? Anything special? Kevin Green again. NFL's Bradley Chubb sheds tears after Pro Bowl honor. This for sure feels good.
I'll give him a tear.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Actually, let's go ahead and do that now since that kind of led us into it. Snub is
City.
Not the appropriate
we're
word.
We're Snub Bay.
I mean, seriously. Congrats
to
JPP. You earned it, my friend. 100% you should be there. But you should have at least 3 teammates.
You know, it's funny. They're not even going to play the game this year. But I think it matters more to the players to be nominated for their hard work and stuff that they do. And plus, it has an effect on their contract.
It does.
Like, Lavonte David, he's got – his stats are better than Ray Lewis and Luke Kuechly to this day every year. But he has not one nomination.
So you know so for the linebackers,
if he doesn't get a Super Bowl, Lavonte David will be a lost cause. It's like he'll never play the game.
So for the linebackers, JPP was accepted as a linebacker.
Yeah,
he's not on the line. So anyway, so one of the other linebackers, I think it was Bobby Wagner.
Mm-hmm.
We got T.J. Watt. We got Bradley Chubb, Matt Judon for linebackers on AFC, and on NFC, you have Khalil
Wagner,
Mack, Smith,
JPP,
and JPP.
And this Wagner, dude, and this dude, Fred Warner, right? Fred Warner, he has 101 tackles, 4 tackles for a loss, 2 picks, no sacks, no forced fumbles.
That's not even Pro Bowl worthy in my eyes.
Devin White, we're just going to, you know, he has 130 tackles, 13 tackles for a loss, 8 sacks. Levante David, 104 tackles, 11 tackles for a loss, 1 interception, and 1.5 sacks. I'm calling straight.
I understand, but I
popularity.
The Pro Bowl is supposed to be elected by the people voting, and that's
it's 1/3 of fans and it's 2/3 players and coaches.
Yeah, and but a lot of the players are reacting the same way we're reacting right now. I mean, like, you got to be kidding me.
So I got some stats. 14 pass breakups, ties for first in the league. 4 interceptions, ties for third. 83.8 run defense grade, ties for 6. 62 tackles, ties for 6. Carlton Davis. Mm-hmm. Is he on that list?
No.
He's top 5 in all categories, and he's still not on the list.
Rojo didn't make the list.
Who do we got for corners? We got
cornerbacks.
Ramsey.
You got Ramsey, Alexander, Lattimore,
and Lattimore, and
Bradbury.
Ramsey, hell of an athlete, hell of a player, deserves to be there. Jerry Alexander, I mean, I don't know too much about the guy. Mishar Lattimore, he's just on the Saints.
No, Jerry Alexander got burnt.
Lattimore's a beast.
I didn't hear his name one time when he played us.
Yeah, he got burnt.
Like burnt.
James Bradbury. Let's see who's that's the thing. I mean.
So, and another little quick thing about Devin White, who I think deserves it more than anyone on the Bucks. The guy's been playing lights out. He has 3 games with 12 or 10-plus tackles and 3 sacks in those 3 games. He has 3 games like that.
Yeah. 10 tackles. How many tackles, did he had 3 against?
3 sacks.
He had all 3 of our sacks in Atlanta. That's right.
I mean, come on.
Big, crucial sacks, too.
Mm-hmm. Granted, one, I think Matt kind of fell down. He was just the first to touch him, but
I'm excited. I'm excited to watch his career. I mean, Levante's
he's
David
only 23
career,
years old.
Yeah, Levante David's career has been a blessing. Derek Brooks' career, been Shelton Court. We've had such a great core of linebackers from Hardy Nickerson, Barrett Roode.
We'll never be able to replace those guys, but what these guys can do is make their own name, and which I feel like they have done a strong following. It's just we just haven't won as much as those guys did. As soon as these guys get to that level, then we have the Bucks defense
And our offensive line is doing much, much,
Tristan
much, much, much Wirfs, better. How
is he not on this list? Guy hasn't let up one sack, has he?
No.
I don't think so.
And he's went up against Aaron Donald.
Cam Jordan.
Cam Jordan. Cam Jordan can do anything.
And as a rookie,
He's
only going to get better.
Yeah.
And I thought the kid Wells played really good filling in for Donovan. And Donovan's – he's had his ups and downs this year.
I felt
like
this is his best year, but isn't it contract year for him?
No, this is year 2 on his contract. We gave him one last year.
Nunez Roches has stepped in too. I mean, dude, he's been doing really good for Vita Vea. He's no Vita Vea still. Yeah.
No, he's not. Yeah.
But he's good.
Yeah. He's a good,
I mean,
he's a good
our,
backup.
I mean, Dalvin Cook is still our 100-yard rusher, and since, what, 18, I think it was?
I literally just look at our offense when it lines up, and all of them are out there, like A.B., Mike Evans, Chris Godwin's out there.
He gets like
Brate, you got
it's a warm, fuzzy, tingling feeling.
God, it feels so good.
And then not to mention, I mean, Rojo, I think I called it before the season. The guy's
here
good.
We go.
Did I not?
No, you called Scooter.
And what's Scooter doing?
Scooter had
Scooter's,
a hell of a
Scooter. You take Scooter
whenever
out
he comes
team?
Out, you need to account for him for sure.
I liked 100%. How Fournette ran last week. I mean,
he carried
there's,
some people.
There's a, he was running hard.
I think
he had
two or three runs over 10 yards.
He's gotten know? Over his no catch.
He's not
his
scared.
Fumble
I, like he's not scared to hit the hole hard. You know, he might get stuffed at the hole, but he's not going to go back.
McCoy had a couple key third down turns, didn't he?
I think he had a few. Yeah. I think he had a few.
That's what I'm saying. They're starting to play. Well, they are playing better together, but the slow starts kill me.
These next 2 weeks, they need to really figure out the identity of who's who and who's going to carry him further, which I think they can have that in Shady knowing they've seen him, his playing ability before, which I think you'll see a little bit more of him come postseason.
I agree.
You know, this just the slow starts that we've all said.
Here's what NFL is listing. Devin White is the number 4 snub.
I don't get
Robert Tonyan, Zach Cunningham, and Trey Hendrickson from the Saints.
Yeah, that kid. Hold on, go back to Trey Hendrickson. That kid's been playing out of his damn skull.
They're ranking him number 1 for the biggest snub.
Godly, he didn't.
Ryan
make
Tannehill
it?
Is on. No.
Godly, that kid is.
I know.
It's a popularity contest.
Calvin Ridley. I mean, he
just well, yeah, after last week.
I mean, you got to
think. He had a career
here's Shaquille Barrett. He's number 10 on the list.
I mean, you got to think, though, DK Metcalf.
Ali Marpet.
Yeah.
Rojo. These are all Bucks that they're saying us no.
Even Tom. Yeah. Tom's got, what, 32 touchdowns, 11
at
picks?
At the age of 43.
3,800 passing yards.
He's hanging in there with these kids that are, like, literally
it's impressive.
Like half his age, and he's hanging in with
them. Or are the kids hanging in with him? That's the wizard.
All right, so you guys want to move on and talk about BCS Bowls, or you want to talk about the NHL?
BCS bullshit.
All right, so here we go. So it looks like Alabama is going to be knocking off with Notre Dame.
Here's the thing. Notre Dame, hey, you beat Clemson once. Good job. Hey, you just got smoked by Clemson. We're going to reward you with Bama.
Clemson and Ohio State knocking off the All-State
I mean,
Sugar
who
Bowl.
Else would you feel? Are you going to put Cincinnati in there?
I put Florida back in there versus Bama. You look
because you're a Florida fan, though.
I'm not saying
What about Cincinnati?
No. So I'm sorry, Cincinnati.
What about Texas A&M? They got beat by Bama. Beat us.
I would throw Texas A&M over Notre Dame and Ohio State.
Yes.
I would. But
this is the playoff. So, I mean, you feel pretty confident you're going to see an Alabama-Clemson.
I don't even know why Ohio State's in there. That's what just grinds my gears. They play six games and they get rewarded with a
that's crap. That was going to be my point. How do you have these teams like the Gators?
Or Cincinnati.
Cincinnati
even. Give them a fair shot.
They played all these games and dominated in these games.
What I would do, and this is what I think they should do, is that they should make it an 8, 10, 12 college football playoff.
For at least this year. I'm
saying in general, because these kids literally.
That's a lot of games.
No, three rounds, top 10 teams.
Yeah, you're not running.
It's a lot more games.
You know?
Who wants more football? We do.
We do.
I know the college does, but
the players don't want to be going through that.
Yeah, if you're on a team like Cincinnati, wouldn't you want your shot?
Oh, yeah.
And this?
No, I'm upset if I'm Cincinnati.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So they need to expand it. If it's eight teams, six teams, whatever, man. This playoff shit.
What did we make it to? We made it to the Cotton Bowl, right?
Cotton Bowl against OU.
We'll smoke them.
It's going to be a good game.
I will smoke them.
Trash is going to play, though.
I just don't understand. Like that. Like the NCAA, they benefit when there's more playoff games. And then you look at basketball. There's 64 schools that get into a tournament. Granted, there's single elimination, but isn't football single elimination?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I understand you take a little bit more, but, you know, I'd rather see a 10-game season, your conference final, and then, boom, go right to playoffs. No weeks off, no nothing. These kids are young. They need it. Yeah. Show out.
And it's a better platform, too.
Way better platform. I
guarantee you not one of you guys can name a player on Cincinnati. Because I have
Smith.
Or Johnson. No, but
there's a Williams on there. Trust me.
God, here we go.
Yeah, but, I mean – no one's heard of them because we didn't get the platform to watch them. They didn't show us, and there could be the next best.
Until they had that, Tom Brady, it's almost like you never saw Hawaii, anything about Hawaii, until they had that. Who was Colt Brennan? What was his name?
Yeah,
the quarterback.
Colt Brennan. Yeah. And then where'd he go?
Nowhere.
Exactly.
But
just like Oregon, Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, Marcus Mariota. Yeah.
Justin
Herbert. I'd Tom Herbert over Mariota. Yeah.
No, but I'm saying just before that, it took one player. Now look at the school. It's getting recognition. Justin Herbert.
I don't really think that I would say the Gators got screwed in this deal. I would agree with you that teams like Texas A&M should be getting entertained.
If they didn't lose against LSU, I would see a rematch.
Yeah.
And the game against Texas A&M, they lost on a fumble on the last drive.
It's not like they got blown.
Not like they got blown out. They beat themselves that whole second half. They didn't take off like they normally do. They put up a couple points in the first half.
They didn't get blown out of any game. Every game they were in was competitive. LSU – to me, that game shouldn't have happened. They should have canceled that game. Gave them 2 weeks to get ready for Bama.
Yeah,
that game was meaningless. It could have, it's just pointless.
Yeah, I thought that
it was already canceled. Agreed. There was no reason to play that game.
Made some not great decisions that I wouldn't feel are great decisions by means with college football, but it is what it is. It's set now, and I think that you're going to see. I'm going to go ahead and say Clemson.
Winning it all.
Yeah,
that'd be a shootout
because I don't want Bama.
I don't want Bama. I'll pull for Clemson, but I just
Bama's
some talent.
Nice, man.
They got
Nigel Harris. He's nice. He's the wide receiver is nice. Their defense stacked.
It'll be a good one.
I don't know that kid that was playing center for Bama, big number 66. He did something and got hurt towards the end of the game against the Gators. But that kid, I think they said he was a sophomore, and this kid at center was just mowing motherfuckers down.
Yeah.
The
offensive line
for
Bama, they
right.
feed them rocks. They literally eat nothing but stone.
Yeah,
they're huge. I would.
It's like six, the Dallas Cowboys O-line
running 4.5s.
I would say that's going to be a great shootout. That's going to be another shootout it was in 2017 or 18, whenever they played at the Ray J. I think it's going to be a great game. I think Bama's
we're in Atlanta,
win.
Right?
I think Bama's going to win. I think they're going to stick Trevor Lawrence in his mouth.
We're playing the Mercedes Dome, right? I think that's where the Cotton Bowl is. And then the championship
in
Miami.
No, the Cotton Bowl is in Dallas.
Is it?
Yeah.
Arlington. Oh, you're right, Arlington. Okay. All right, so aside from that, we had some pretty big news in NHL get posted.
January 12th, 13th.
So all of the divisions have been swapped. It looks like there's now a North, West, Central, and East. North contains all the
So that means
Canadian
Lightning are be playing at home?
What?
Are they still playing at home?
I
think they're still doing it.
They're going to have home games, but then if there's a lot of like say there's an outbreak somewhere, then they're going to play at a neutral site.
Gotcha.
But you're going to stay in your central.
So they're going to be working the Raptors and the Lightning
games? Yeah, cuz you're still going to have limited fans.
You're going to have
Hopefully just
but
as long
hold
as
on.
The
Can
fans.
We give a round of applause to the Tampa Bay Lightning Stanley Cup champion?
Nope, not gonna get another one.
So it's our over. Division
has anyone seen Cooch?
Is now consisted of Carolina, Chicago, Columbus, Dallas,
Boo.
Detroit, Florida, Nashville, and good old Tampa Bay. Now, North, all the Canadian teams, pretty strong, but it's a toss up on if the East or West, because I think the Lightning can dominate their division.
Are those all the North teams in Canada?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
That's pretty impressive.
Unless you've heard of New Jersey, Canada.
I mean, let's see.
But I would put Boston. Bastard. I would consider Boston part of Canada.
So you got East is now Boston, Buffalo, New Jersey, Devils, New York Islanders, New York Rangers, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Washington, and the West consists of Anaheim, Arizona, Colorado, Los Angeles, Minnesota, San Jose, St. Louis, Vegas.
You know this makes history.
What's that?
There's never been a regular season game played divisionally that last year faced the Stanley Cup opponents. Because
that's a bow brain buster too right there.
Chip.
Because usually Dallas is in what the West.
They're exactly. Yeah,
which it is weird.
Oh no, they
I
might
mean,
be
the
central.
Central lineup. I don't understand how we're not Eastern. Really?
Well, it's conference.
No, yeah, no, we're normally we're in the East.
So how they do this to conferences though? Because there was an Atlantic Conference and a Pacific Conference. Mm-hmm. So now it's just four divisions.
Mm-hmm. I think that's it.
So now, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's usually – so how are they going to break it down? They're going to – are they just going to take seating with the teams and just have two?
I see.
So there's no conference finals. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. They did not say.
Oh, here we go.
First playoffs will be interdivisional with the first place team playing the fourth place team, second place team facing third place team. So it is. So they're going to do it interdivision.
Oh, okay, so then that division will play.
Exactly.
So then there'll be one winner each division, which will give them.
Exactly, and like if the number two seed and then the number six seed from the East make it, then obviously those two will play. See what I'm saying?
Yep.
All right, so that's good, though. But I like the Lightning's chances for another divisional title.
Yeah. I mean, hockey's, I don't know. It's crazy how quick and fast teams go.
I think they're at the right number of games. It was at 54, I think, 54, 54 games. I think that's not too much. It's enough to get the guys going.
Agreed.
And then, you know, 80 games is a lot for hockey because, honestly, you don't get into hockey till they're, like, almost halfway through the season. It's kind of
really
like basketball. I mean, you're going to watch it when it starts, but then it's just like, it doesn't really matter until it's crunch time.
They've kept the core. Like, I didn't hear about any, like, major players jumping from any team. So the core of all these teams that we saw in 2020 are going to be the core that you see in 2021.
Yep.
I think that was a big thing, too, with the whole COVID thing.
Agreed. All right, how about some Gator basketball? Jumping around. They had three wins out to start. Then they lost Florida State.
Florida State's got a good squad.
I know they're number 20, but we had three postponements.
All the same Florida, all in Florida.
Yeah. That tells you what a hotbed we are. And now it looks like we're kicking off on Wednesday, December 30th against Vanderbilt.
What is that? Like an intermission or something?
What do you mean?
That's a long break. Oh, I guess because
Christmas and stuff. Holidays, gotcha. Christmas and everything. People actually like Christmas, Bo.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying.
I celebrate Jesus' birthday. I don't know about this Christmas stuff.
You're some Grinch style. All right. Well, we already talked about Gator football, so we know what's going on there. NBA kicks off tonight. First games tonight, Golden State at Brooklyn.
38-19.
Clippers
first quarter.
At Lakers. What are we at right now? What's the score over there?
40-19. Brooklyn over Golden. I'm a huge Net fan this year.
I'm excited.
I'm going to. That's the team I'm pulling for. I want to see KD and Kyrie work it with Jason Kidd as the coach.
You would. I mean, I'm probably going to go with the Tampa Raptors.
Yeah, I'm going definitely Tampa Raptors. And then
you'll see him move away next year.
A little maybe
Orlando.
And
then I'm going to see him get really excited and say, no, I think we're just going to stay in Tampa. We want to be like Tom Brady and play in the sun.
Go Raptors.
That or people are just going to see there's a basketball.
Oh, dude, they would sell those tickets if they opened that. If it 100%. Wasn't COVID, it'd be sold out.
100%. Yeah. If I don't know why all –
My kids all played basketball here as we were growing up, playing the AAU tournaments and everything. And I'm telling you right now, basketball's a thing.
It is. It very is. Look, there's ton, every park has basketball courts on it.
Yeah,
that's why I don't get why we don't have a team.
I don't know. It's got to be in Tampa. It ain't gonna work in St. Pete. But Orlando kind of got it because they just the Magic City.
So what? We can have the battle through I-4.
The battle on I-4.
Before we get into halftime. And then jump into segment two. Obviously, we're going to be talking to hopefully one of our contest winners, but I know she's a little difficult to get a hold of on our recording time. However, I think we need to announce our other contest winners, and we need to give that in the second segment. I know we got our trivia and some fun last round of my trivia, which you were dominating in, dog, as usual.
Yeah, as usual, per use, on my fantasy.
But before we get there, you know what we got to do, gentlemen. We got to go through last week's picks and FanDuel. So I would like since I got the computer, I'm going to go ahead and pick up the ticket like a fan FanDuel. I would like everybody to notice that mark a point for Chip for last week.
We don't do that.
But I still won. Just acknowledge it. I want to hear you acknowledge it.
Well, listen here.
I just know, just first, acknowledge the fact that I won. Acknowledge the fact that I was out of players. You had two players. You had one player to go.
I didn't
You couldn't catch
win.
Me.
I didn't want to win.
That's what it was?
If I would have won, it would have jeopardized my season-long fantasy championship. So, yeah, you're welcome.
You're two victories. I'm now two victories.
I gave Juju bad Juju.
And you have one victory.
All right. But who's leading with overall? Yeah,
so that's what we're going to talk about now. So let's so we have to add these two together because Sean Dog obviously picked outside of our contest the first game, but it has his score here. He's at 431. So he is in first place right now.
You can't add both of them.
But you can because that was his pick.
That's two different people. I'm not buying it.
You're in second place at 428, and I'm at 426.
Nope.
We are within
Recount.
5 points of each other.
Recount.
Yeah.
5 points.
Mm-hmm. Looks like
that's
a
pretty
lot
good. We're pretty even here on the picks. I will say I won last week, and I won the first week.
I won the first week.
No,
I won
the first.
First
then you won one.
I won
then
the
he
first
won
2 weeks.
No, that's a
Bolognese.
Lie.
Baloney.
Look at the stats.
The good thing is we all have it recorded. So we're good on that. By the way, Take It Like a Fan has been invited by FanDuel for running our contest to get an entry into one of their contests. So I figured at the break here, we're going to put together the perfect team. Take It Like a Fan mob is going to come together and create an agreed upon perfect team.
I like it.
And we're going to put it out and we're going to put it out there so maybe some people can try and win some money off of us even though I got to tell you.
What's the pot?
110 points, which is what I maxed out at one this week. Ain't going to win
no
money.
Who scored the most overall in one game?
You did.
Yeah.
130.
Thank you. Yeah. Can we say that again? I did.
You did.
I don't know if I like this though.
Why?
It's your bro,
because,
you're the one picking your teams. You can't look at
no,
me.
No, I'm
him.
Talking about picking this one together, all of us.
Why?
Because you guys might strategize how I look at it.
Oh, my God.
That's actually the main reason why I wanted to do it, dog. And so I can kind of see, you know, get into the mind of the dog. All right.
You don't
so,
want to do that.
Yeah.
you'll be thinking about resin and fiberglass.
Let's go through our picks from last week and pick the next week coming up. And I'll be on vacation next week. So you guys will be running the show, having some fun. Hopefully you call me.
Yeah, we're
going like
to
participate.
Yeah, we'll call you.
Okay, cool.
Maybe, if we have minutes.
Let's rip through this. Chargers went into Vegas and knocked them off in overtime.
Yeah, I think I had Raiders.
Raiders.
Buffalo went into Denver and showed them what was up.
Took Denver.
Did I? No, I didn't. Carolina loses to Green Bay. Tampa Bay did what they're supposed to do over Atlanta. Dallas knocks off San Fran. Tennessee took it to Detroit. Indy knocks off Houston. Yeah, I know. I think I took Houston on that deal.
No, you didn't. We all took Indy.
Oh, we did? Okay.
But this is the one because you're going home to Boston.
Miami took out New England. I didn't go to New England, did I? I did. Pull the tape. Chicago takes out Minnesota. Sean Seattle beats up Washington. Baltimore really beats up Jacksonville. And the Jets come in with number one win of the season. I'm sure we all took the Rams.
That was kind
of
stupid of them, though.
Yeah, because now Jacksonville's leading the driver's seat. Yeah. And they're going to keep it.
Even the mayor said something. He's like, thanks a lot, City of New York. We really appreciate it. Let's go, Jags.
Arizona knocks off Philly. KC takes it to New Orleans.
Yes.
And Cleveland takes out the Giants. Monday Night Football. Pittsburgh loses to Cincy. So, I don't think... Did I win again? No, huh? I tied dog, didn't I?
No, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 1, 2, 3, 4. Dog has 1, 2, 3.
Dog got 3?
Yep.
Dog wins.
No, dog got 4.
No, that's an LVR, LVR. Yeah. I just wrote it up here and then wrote it down.
Yeah, here we go.
I did.
Okay, so dog wins one?
Dog wins one, but we also did Bucks score, didn't we?
What? No, I don't have to. No, we did. Outright.
Yeah, I won outright. But and this was also was that buck score? Or was that
Well, it was Monday night.
Monday nights.
Yep. And the final score is 27-17.
I think that's what we did on that.
27-17.
Mm-hmm. It don't matter though. Dog wins outright. So yeah. What are we at right now?
That was 34 points, and I said 34.5. Damn.
If you just would have picked one other team, right? So what's the final right? Where are we at?
Sean's got 5. You got 6. I got 2.
That's a lie.
What do you mean?
You got 6.5. He's got 6.
I've got 6. I've got 6.5. He's got
5.
You do not have 5.
Yes, I did.
4.
I just won that. I got 5.
And you had 2.
Yep.
So you got
math.
So 6.5, 5. Anyway, there's only 2 weeks left. You got to win. You got to win both weeks.
No, I thought we're doing the pick'ems all the way through playoffs.
We are.
Oh, yeah. He just added that tonight because you guys know there's no chance for you to catch me unless I agree to it. So Top Dog chooses.
You say grow with this show.
Grow
with the show.
We do
have to grow with the show.
So we're doing it through the playoffs, wild card, and that's going to be huge. That's going to be huge because those are small
games. And the BCS. And we got to do the BCS, too.
No.
No.
Yeah. It's just, no. Grow with the show.
All right. So let's go through next week's real quick. And what is it? It's going to be week 16, right?
Huge.
Okay, week 16. Friday, December 25th, Christmas Day.
Oh, we got Christmas Day football?
Yes,
dude.
Wow,
that was a surprise. I didn't know that.
How sick would it be if the Saints lose out and we win out?
And we're still going. We still win.
This is a tough game. This is a tough game for Minnesota. Yeah, the way they look last week.
They're 10-5 right now.
And we're 9.
Yeah, if we win out, we will be 11-5, and they will
be
10-6 if they lose out.
That's right,
because
they just lost. They need to win. That's right, they just lost. Yep. I just
cheered. That's why I just said.
You know, you don't know what you're talking about.
Tom Brady rule.
All right.
Minus 0.5 for that one.
Yeah.
Hey, whoa.
What?
You're kind of making unilateral decisions.
What do you mean?
Minnesota at New Orleans on Christmas Day.
Chip's going. I'm going Minnesota.
I'm going Minnesota, too.
Go ahead, man.
I hate the Saints, but
don't you pick them, dude? No,
we need somebody to pick them.
I'm going to choose Minnesota just for you, Chip.
Thank you. Don't even have to ask this game on Saturday. Tampa is going to smack Detroit by at least 3 touchdowns.
4.
Okay. Everybody's Tampa.
This is the first game on Prime Video, or they do this every year? Didn't they do this last year?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I know
they are on Prime every Thursday night. They're on Prime.
One of our biggest sponsors, the NFL Red Zone, they actually are advertised by Prime.
Yeah. San Fran at Arizona. AZ.
I'm going AZ.
ARZ.
I'm taking Miami over Vegas.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
You guys are on my Miami bandwagon.
All right. I am taking Kansas City over Atlanta.
Same here.
Who wouldn't?
Cleveland over the Jets.
About
Cleveland
about,
over the Jets.
About 2-3 years ago, that was a game. That was a game.
That was
to watch.
The toilet bowl.
I'm taking Cleveland as well.
Indy, Pittsburgh. Here now it gets a little bit more interesting.
Go ahead.
No, you guys go.
I'm going Indy.
I'm going Indy too, just because Pittsburgh's beat up, man. They Bush is out, Bud Dupree's out. They got a lot of guys out right now.
You're
They're
both taking
up.
Indy?
Yep.
I hope you take Pixvick. I mean, James Conner's supposed to be coming back.
I'm just looking at the rest of the games
to be
here.
Back.
Indy.
Nice.
Chicago or Jacksonville?
Do you think Jacksonville can? Well, Chicago is they're fighting for everything right now.
They are.
So I'm definitely going Chicago.
Okay.
The Bears.
Giants, Baltimore, or Baltimore?
Yeah, I'm going Baltimore.
Baltimore Giants, they're going to fight. They're going to fight, though.
Yeah, they are.
Cincy, Houston?
We have a problem.
Houston.
Yeah, I'm going Houston.
I mean, Cincy's coming off that big win, though.
This is going to be a key factor right here, this game.
Denver and Chargers.
What's a key factor? What did you say? A key factor?
It's going to be a key game for our little pick-ems right here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go off rips and go Denver, even though I like Herbert. I'm just going to go with Denver.
You're going Denver?
No, I'm going Chargers.
This is another good one right here.
Listen, don't forget, we're also this week growing with the show.
We're
supposed to pick our upset of the week, and we're supposed to pick our shoe-in. And I'm telling you right now, my shoe-in's Tampa Bay. Out the gate, shoe-in Tampa Bay.
Wouldn't 100%. Be nothing else.
Washington is going to beat Carolina. That is not my upset pick, but Washington's going to beat Carolina.
Yeah, Washington's going to win that game too.
Philly and Dallas?
My pick, Chicago.
That's your pick for?
My lock'em.
Your lock pick?
My lock pick.
Mine's Cleveland.
Jacksonville, they're losing.
Mine's Cleveland. Cleveland's running with that hot horse right now.
I don't know about that one.
Philly, Dallas.
So what happens if you lose? You're lock'em.
Those don't matter.
Then I don't know why we're doing it because we're growing with the show.
Oh, well, you want to count an extra
So
one.
We got Philly and Dallas.
Yeah, Philly and Dallas.
I'm going Philly.
I'm going to go with...
Dallas been winning, though. They got two on a row.
No, Philly.
Who are you going with?
It's in Dallas. Jalen looked pretty good. Man, I hate Philly, but I'm going Philly.
Here's a good one. Rams are going to be a little bit pissed off after this last week. Yeah,
Seattle's back in the driver's seat, though.
And it's a home game for 12.
That's why Seattle's going to win.
Yeah, I'm taking Seattle as well because that'll definitely help.
My upset of the week is going to be Tennessee over Green Bay.
I really wouldn't call that an upset.
It is. They're an underdog.
I guess.
Tennessee over Green Bay?
Yep.
I think Mr. Rodgers is going to complete that game. It's in Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm going Green Bay too.
Green Bay.
So my upset of the week is where I take the lead. And Buffalo cruising over to New England.
My
for
upset,
Monday Night Football.
Buffalo over New England.
That's not an upset.
It has been for the past 25 years.
Hang on.
It's not so much anymore. Who'd you take, Buffalo in that one?
We all have the same teams.
No, on everyone?
No, we don't.
No, we don't. On the last one, I took Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, you did take Tennessee.
So that's the only game that we picked different?
That's the only game that we're picking different right now.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah, you picked Denver over the Chargers.
Yep.
That's it.
And then you guys.
And you're taking Buffalo?
I'm taking Buffalo.
And then who picked Pittsburgh over?
No, I took Indy, but I'm thinking about. I'm already different from you guys in one, so I'll keep my Tennessee and I'll keep Indy. All right, Buffalo, who you taking?
I'm taking Buffalo. Buffalo's going to stick it to him.
And Buffalo as well.
And this is where it comes down to, is the points.
Well, yeah, kind of, because we each have one different from the other. All right, what do you got, dog?
It's going to be a sloppy game as far as weather-wise, probably. I'm going to say Buffalo 31, Patriots 13.
Okay, so you're saying 44 points?
Oh, yeah, sure.
What are you saying?
I'm just going to go 50.
You're going that much?
Yep. Buffalo likes to show out.
I'm taking 30.
30?
Yeah.
What, 27-3?
It's going to be snow. It's going to be cold.
I don't know.
There's
going to
be a lot of running.
We never know that.
Yeah. All right. So that's it. Let's go into halftime real quick and come back for segment two for a little bit of trivia. And what else we got?
Crickets.
Okay.
R.I.P. Green.
Trivia, and we got to announce our next winner, so you're going to have to pick those two in the next round.
Cool.
All right. Break. It's beginning to look a lot like
Christmas.
All right. And we are back. Final segment going into the holidays. Gentlemen, I know that we talked to one contest winner that is currently at work. Young lady, whose name was?
Ashley.
Ashley.
The EMT of Tampa.
The EMT of Tampa. And I believe that she has taken what off of the shelf?
The Shaq Barrett.
The Shaq Barrett.
Shaq.
Oh, you like calling him Shaq Barrett. That's right. Okay. So Shaq Barrett is now off the shelf and going into someone's stocking for the Christmas holiday. So we will get that to her. And then I know that we have to pick a couple winners. Still.
Dog.
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 Pick them now?
No. Dog. No, we got to do that at the end, bro. What, you? Who's coming up with the password for the week?
Sean Stern. Dog Stern.
Milk and cookies.
Milk and cookies.
Just for Santa.
Understood. All right, so let's do some trivia and have some fun first before we do the contest. And this is the last round of my trivia.
Do you want to go over our FanDuel team real quick?
Do you want to go ahead and announce that now? Let's do that. So we picked our FanDuel.
We as in they.
No, you participated and had to agree. That was the whole
thing. I don't agree with the Melvin Gordon
pick. We had
to
give and take. There was a couple 2-1s in there you had to give.
This looks like a 180-plus point team.
180?
200.
200.
40.
I'm hoping for 145 or higher, honestly. It's been a brutal season. Baker Mayfield coming in at 7,600. David Montgomery at 7,800. We were able to also pick Jonathan Taylor at 7,500. Wide receiving core is probably our weakest segment here. Terry McLaurin, 7,100. Kiki Kuti.
Kiki Kuti.
6,100 and Jarvis Landry at 6,500. We took Hunter Henry in the tight end position, 6,100. Melvin Gordon was our flex player, 6,400. Now, we did leave us with 4,900 available, taking the Cleveland Browns and maxing out our
availability of funds to pick a team.
Now, what were you pointing at there? You were pointing at this?
Yeah.
Let's see what it says about Kiki Kuti. It says, Kuti will be back on the field week 16 against the Bengals after his fumble cost the Texans a chance to upset the Colts last week. Blah, 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 blah.
Great.
Nothing important. So, either way.
No, only that he just fumbled last game.
There it is. Mayfield, Montgomery, Taylor, McLaurin, Kuti, Landry, Henry, Gordon III, and the Browns defense. I think that's a solid team.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see what he can do.
Gentlemen, and last round. Of the Chippineers. Chips call-outs, because you really don't know shit.
Say what?
I give you the player's name. There's only 11 on each side of the ball for starting squads, so we have 3 on each side to finish this off. Here we go. Say your name, then give me the number in the college. Rojo.
Bo.
Got it.
27 USC.
That is correct. Oh, and just so we know, Dog is at 8 and you were at 4.5.
Keep talking, you'll get muted.
Okay, here we go. Tristan Wirfs.
Dog.
Bo.
Dog.
Iowa.
Number.
76.
Incorrect. Steel.
74.
Incorrect.
77. 75.
78.
So
I got a point.
I got
five.
It. I was close.
No, there's
no point fives.
So then how does he have a 4.5?
No, that's true. That's right. We did vote that in. Good job. Cameron Brate.
Dog.
Bo.
Dog.
Stanford, 84.
Incorrect for the steal.
Oh, my God.
This is bad because there's very few players that come out of this.
Harvard?
College. And what's the number?
84.
Okay, that is correct.
I gave him the number.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because him and Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I gave him the number.
Yeah, but when he steals that means
Cam
he gets
Brace,
the point.
I know
that's
Cam
called
Brace
stealing
somebody.
The point.
This is like stealing a base.
Moving over to defense, Devin White.
Dog.
Bo.
Dog.
LSU, 4-5.
No. Nope.
That is correct.
He changed his number.
When was that?
Today. He texted me.
Okay. And Dog got the first point. Sorry.
No, so, I got the first point.
No, he got.
I got Rojo.
And then who got the point five? Dog.
For Tristan Wirfs for his school.
Okay.
Should be 2 to 1.5.
It is 2 to 1.5. So right now it's 9.5 to 6.5. Shaq Barrett.
Bo.
Okay, Bo.
58.
That is correct.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know.
He doesn't know. 3, 2.
Miami.
Colorado State.
For the steal with dog. Last
one. Why don't you go read a book or something, dude?
Last one. Last one. Raheem Nunez Roches.
Have fun. Bo.
Okay.
Is he 97?
Incorrect.
I don't even know his number.
Dog. His number is
95.
56.
56 is
and
correct.
And he went to
Tulane.
No.
Auburndale.
No. Because it doesn't matter, because you've already won. You've already won in points. I'm going to give you a hint just to see if you can get it, just to help you out. Where did Brett Favre play?
Brett Favre.
Purdue. Played. Notre Dame. Iowa.
Stop.
Mississippi
Stop.
State.
Closer.
Mississippi. Ole Miss. Southern Alabama.
He's a Mississippi boy, so.
God, Lee. Dude,
Alaska.
I know this. It's on the tip of my tongue.
St. Petersburg College.
3, 2,
Stetson.
1.
Azalea Middle.
Southern Miss.
Southern so I Miss. Said Southern Miss.
All right. So, dog, you just dominated this and won 10.5 to 6.5. So there'll be an extra present for you in your stocking this year.
Nice.
Yeah, an extra lump of coal.
All right. Do you have any trivia to contribute?
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
actually.
What you got?
See if you guys can get any of them right.
Let's do it.
Is it me and him versus, like,
it's
each
you
other,
two together or? To see if you can get this right.
Okay.
Bo's Buccaneer Brain Busters on Trivia Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Busted!
The Buccaneers came back from a 17-point deficit to beat Atlanta 31-27 in Week 15. What is the only team that the Bucs have twice beaten after being down 17 or more points in a game? Detroit, Kansas City, Atlanta, or Minnesota?
Detroit.
Chip,
Detroit.
Detroit is correct. The Buccaneers beat the Lions after trailing 17 points in a game both in 1987, great year as year I was born, and 2008. Last year we were in the playoffs.
2007.
Scary.
2008.
2007, buddy.
Yeah,
against
look it up.
The Giants. You
12 years.
It up. You want to put five on it?
12 years. Both Tristan Wirfs and Antoine Winfield have started all 14 games so far this season. If either or both starts last two contests, they will become the first Buccaneer rookies to start all 16 games since which player? Vernon Hargraves, Ali Marpet, Donovan Smith, Jameis Winston.
Ali Marpet. Chip, Ali Marpet.
You are incorrect.
Can you say the answers again? I think it's Vernon Hargraves.
Ali Marpet, Donovan Smith, or Jameis Winston.
I'm pretty sure Jameis didn't play a full year his first year. I'm going to say Vernon Hargraves.
Played all 16 games in a rookie. It's in 2016.
Was Vernon Hargraves?
In what season did the Buccaneers have the most players selected to play in the Pro Bowl? 1979, 1997, 2000, 2002?
Chip, 2000.
You are correct.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Team record, how many players
11.
Selected from that pole bowl?
11.
Wrong.
9.
No, it wasn't that many.
9.
No, it was 7.
It was 9.
Was it 9?
Can you name them all?
Yeah, John Lynch, Rondé Barber, Derek Brooks, Warren Sapp.
Was Simeon in there?
Nope.
No. I want to say Mike Allstott and Brad Johnson.
Mike Allstott was. Brad Johnson is not.
Keyshawn Johnson?
Nope.
Warwick Dunn was gone.
Was it a...
Warwick Dunn was in there.
Where is he?
Was it...
No, 2000. That's right.
You have three that you're not going to get. You might get... You might get...
Give us their position.
No.
Why?
Because you guys want handouts. You guys are like
liberals.
Offense
or defense?
Culpepper.
Did I name him? I said...
Two defense...
I said,
and I'm not telling you what the other
I said
one plays.
Derek Brooks. Rondé Barber.
Oh, there's another one, too, that you're not going to get.
John Lynch.
Rondé Barber.
John Lynch.
Rondé Barber.
Rondé, yeah. No. Rondé Barber is not on the list.
Brian Kelly
is not on the list.
Warren Sapp.
Donnie Abraham
is on the list.
He had 8 interceptions that year.
Did you do Warren Sapp?
Warren Sapp's on the list.
Warren Sapp.
No, he isn't. Yes, he is on the list.
And then I said Mike Allstott.
Yep.
And then
there's three that it's going to be hard for you guys to get.
Our kicker, Martin Gramatica.
Yep.
Seven.
How many? So what's left?
There's two left.
And offense or defense?
Offense and defense.
Is it a receiver? Jarvicious?
No, it wasn't Jarvicious. That was before his time.
Galloway?
I'm going to say it was...
Vincent Jackson?
Nope.
No, way before him. I don't fucking know. I could sit here all day and think of names.
Give it to us.
Jeff Christie?
Jeff Christie, the center. Big 62. And who else?
The other guy used to put war paint on his face.
War paint on his face.
Played for the Vikings.
Played for the Vikings?
He also played for the Vikings.
Not John
Randall.
Randall
McDaniel. He didn't play for the Vikings?
Not John Randall.
Well, no, not John Randall. Randall McDaniel.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think he did. You're thinking
on the
Buck
squad.
You're thinking of John Randall who did the face paint.
Oh, that was John Randall.
Randall McDaniel.
All right, we got to move on. We got to pick our contest winners. I need another, whatchamacallit, two password.
Sean said it.
What was it again?
Oh, if you don't know, you got to listen to the show.
Milk and
Grow
cookies.
Grow with the show.
Milk and cookies. I like it. Milk and cookies.
Cookies and, is it cookies and milk or milk and cookies?
So you will see the
because
guy.
Technically, you put cookies in the milk. You don't put milk in the cookies.
You with these questions lately, man.
What?
You. And you said.
Oh, I got a joke.
I do, too.
Why did the center leave the game while it was being played?
Why?
Because the quarterback kept telling him to take a hike.
Stupid. Oh Why is Santa so happy? He's got a list of where all the naughty girls live. I don't even want to tell you where I got that joke.
From your kid.
Yep. All right, so let's pick some contest winners. Let's give away our last stuff. Shaq Barrett is now off the table. What do we have left? We have...
nothing. We ran out of prizes. Someone
we have the Kucherov stick and puck, and we have a...
which he scored a goal on that puck.
Okay, and we have Devin White signed helmet as well.
And the stick, too.
Yeah, Kucherov stick. And
with that stick. That's a game-winning stick and puck.
Oh, no. Stop promoting something that ain't.
April Fools.
What you got, dog? Let's pick some names. As of, oh, he's already got the hat.
We got it. All right. We got Dizzy
now on Twitter. Dopemetrius. Dopemetrius.
Shout out to Dizzy Dope.
And you want? Can I pick the last one? Yeah. Let me pick the last one.
Shuffle them up good, dude.
All right. I got it. And this one is from Instagram. And you got to be kidding me, bro. Nerdy girl.
Who's nerdy girl?
She literally, I think, check the contest. I think she entered today.
Did she?
Yes, she did.
I don't have Instagram, so it's not my department. Sorry.
It's on Instagram.
Yeah. Yep. No, we know her. We'll call it a friend of the show. And I will say, huge Buccaneer fan.
That's good to know. All right. Because if you're not, we don't like you.
she's like one of those girls that like has knowledge.
Oh, so she can school Bo. And
like
you.
She knows what a first down means?
She does.
She can school you guys.
Yep. School me in what?
All right. So, gentlemen, there's our contest winners. You have to like us. You have to follow us.
Not on our way home from work.
You have to follow us on social media. You have to like us.
Post something of us. Of
repost,
our recent. Because
you guys are going to post the contest deal again for everybody to like and repost. Then what else are we doing? FanDuel. That's only we only allow the cool
and then
kids.
Then message us that you got the passcode, which is cookies and milk.
Cookies and milk or milk and cookies. Yep.
Or milk and cookies.
That's what I'm saying. You put the cookie in the milk, so it's cookies into milk.
What if it's
milk
and cookies?
Rain.
Huh?
Milk and cookies. You don't grab the milk without the cookies, so milk and cookies.
You can have milk with cereal, but is it cereal in the milk?
Actually, I don't know.
Have you ever ate cereal with water? Because I have before.
It's like that stupid question. Are you wet in water?
Or are you
wet outside?
Yeah, because,
Which one is it? You're wet. You're not wet in water.
You're wet inside water. Water is wet.
How?
Because water is wet.
It's not getting inside of you. It's getting on the outside of you.
Yeah, but it's not until you come into the air.
When you take a shower, you're what? You're wet.
Yeah.
Because you have water on you.
Yes.
So when you go into a pool, you now become wet.
When you come out.
Take your, you're still wet.
Yeah. You're damp.
Until you dry off.
You're damp.
Damp.
Go into the
pool.
Is that
a misty rain?
Go into the pool with your phone. Mm-hmm. If your phone works when it's wet, then there you go.
That's one of the stupidest things I've ever seen, though. All right, so.
TikTok.
Contest winners are there. The, whatchamacallit, the password is out. How do these people get a hold of us, though, if they want to talk to us?
You can always message us on Twitter or Instagram. We can always communicate through there.
We do have Morse code, too, set up, by the way.
Or you can always text us at 727-388-1644. Or you can call the studio line. Bo will pick up. He carries that thing around him everywhere he goes at 844-542-4111.
All standard messaging rate supply.
All right, guys. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Be safe.
Go Bucks.
Get some family time in.
Let's get this playoffs.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
Take it like a fan.
Maker Man.